Hello.
Hi, thank you. Hi, my name is Samaya, and I'm calling, giving you a call back from customer service.
Oh yeah, my name is Rob, and I'm calling you because you guys sent me an email because I wanted to cancel an order. I'm trying to find an order number.
Okay, provide me with your zip code, and I can pull it up.
01867.
You say
01867.
Writing your first and last name.
Robert Schooler.
All right, Mr. Roth, for security purposes, can you provide me with your address, please?
352 Ash Street, Reading, Mass. 01867.
All right. And I do see here that you have our wireless mini pods as well as the health watch.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I saw the earphones come up for $695, and I jumped on that, but then I didn't order the smartwatch or some warranty, so I'm wondering if I can just get the AirPods.
Okay, and I do see here where the smartwatch was shipped out already, as well as the earbuds. Everything has already been shipped out. But Mr. Rob, I do want to let you know that with that smartwatch, it is compatible to all phones, and it does monitor your heart rate. It monitors your steps. It's a really great watch. Excuse me.
Yeah,
It actually
no, listen,
tracks your heart rate while you're sleeping.
I know. I already got a watch. I'm wondering, can you just send me a send back label then?
Yes, sir. We definitely can give you a return address as well as the information you'll need to return the item. However, Mr. Rob, because it's already sent out, what I can actually do for you is actually provide you with a discount for it, where we could take $10 off for the watch.
I don't need a watch.
Yes, sir.
I
Well,
don't need a
Mr.
I don't
Rob,
need a
with
$15 I don't need a $15 warranty either. I just thought I was getting the AirPods, and I don't know how it got screwed up. It obviously could have been error on my part, but either way, I'd rather just send it back, cancel the order, or get the AirPods. So I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so I definitely understand that. So what we can do, and again, Mr. Rob, since I would just suggest that since Christmas is coming up, you definitely could have given it to someone else as a Christmas gift, maybe, to avoid, having to send it back. Give me just a second, because I want to make sure it doesn't have a restock charge on it. Okay.
What's the restock charge?
Give me just a second. I'm checking the particular merchandise that you have now. Give me just a moment, okay? I'm still here. Give me just a moment. And I do want to advise you that with that warranty, it is a 1 year warranty. However, you will not get charged any more for it, okay? So that $15 was just a one-time charge.
Yeah, I don't need the warranty. I don't need the watch.
And see with the watch, I can actually give you a 35% discount for it. Give me just a second. I'm trying to see.
You started with a 20% discount. You went to a 35% discount. The whole thing's starting to sound pretty shady, so I think I'm backing out of the whole deal. I'll send the whole thing back to you and I'll pay for the shipping.
Okay,
And then
and
I'm
the
going to call
reason
my
I'm
credit I'll call my credit card company and I'll call the Better Business Bureau because I don't know why this is so hard. Just get this email me a new slip to put on the box when it comes here. I'll send it right back.
Okay, and I could just give you the, give me just a second. And the reason I went up is because we definitely don't want to lose you as a customer. So I was willing to offer you up to a 50% discount for the product, meaning you will get, you wouldn't be charged the full price for none of the product.
So now we're up to 50%. What is that? What's that amount? You already charged, I think you already charged my credit card, didn't you?
That was for the trial. The mini pods you paid $6.95, and for the smartwatch you paid $29.95. give me just a second. Let me look at this, because that's already customer advice to call in. Okay, so you tried to cancel it online. They asked you to call in.
I asked. They didn't ask me to call in. She said, I don't know what she said, girl Patricia. She wrote me a couple emails, and then I said, just cancel the order. And she didn't.
Okay.
I mean, I understand what you're doing, but this was a tag from Amazon, and I'm gonna, whatever happens here, I'm probably gonna report it back to Amazon. So I'd be careful. I just want to get the whole thing back off my. I ordered something from Amazon and this popped up, which means Amazon allows it.
Yes, sir, because Amazon do utilize, they utilize our ads, you know,
yeah,
as well, because it is 100%.
Just send me a return sheet, and I won't call Amazon. But otherwise, I've ordered thousands of dollars of stuff on Amazon in the last couple of weeks, and I have no problem letting them know that this was a bad order. Maybe some of it was my fault, and I apologize for that. But I can always send it back, and I should not be penalized for that.
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment. I'm going to
check. Just want the AirPods for $6.95. That's all. I don't want any warranty. I don't want any watch. I got AirPods for $15 from another Amazon site, and I thought that was pretty good. But you guys did a better job, and now I'm dealing with this.
I'm still here. Bear with me just a moment, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and give you a refund for everything, for all of the product. In turn, the smartwatch, it does have a restock fee of $9.99, but I will return and cancel out the account for you, the remaining balance, okay?
Okay. That's
and then I'm going to provide you.
Yeah, email me like a return slip. I have a printer here. I can just put it on the box.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure. It's not going to allow me to actually provide you with the return slip. It just gives me the address for it to be returned to.
Oh. So I'll have to do it and pay the so you're not going to charge me the restocking, but I'll pay the shipping.
No, it's a $9.99 charge for the restock.
I thought you were gonna waive that.
I didn't say that, sir. I don't have the we don't have the capability, because it actually goes through the merchant. So the merchant would have to be who would do it, and I'm not able to waive that.
Who's the merchant?
It just says Smart Health Watch and Wireless Mini Pods. Because I work for a third party contact center, you know, it's very constricted on what they actually will allow us to know.
So I can't even contact the company that's sending me the watch.
No, sir. Everything will come back through us.
Well, if I can't contact the company about this restocking fee, why would I bother sending it back to you? I'll just send it back to them.
That's who you'll be sending it back to, Mr. Rob.
All right.
Yeah, it'll go back to them. It wouldn't go to us. I mean, it wouldn't come to our office. Right. It'll go back to that merchant.
So if I'm sending it back to them, why won't you give me their number so I can follow it and make sure it gets sent back to them properly?
I don't have their number, sir.
Well, that's not good business. You're a third party handling customers for another company, and you don't even have the contact information for me to send it back to them.
No, we just have the email for their support.
All right, give me their email.
Okay. It's going to be cs@gadgetsupport.com.
That is the craziest email. There's no at in front of it or anything.
I said CS.
That's a website.
Sir, I said CS, the @ gadgetsupport.com.
Oh.
So it's going to be customer service.
You said CSGA. And you want the A to be the @ sign? Is there a G in there?
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back for you, Mr. Rob. It's going to be C as in cow. S as in stop.
Yeah, I got it.
The at sign.
All right.
And then it's gadget support. So there's gadgetsupport.com.
Now, that's your company, isn't it?
No, sir. That's going to be for the gadget support. That's for that particular watch. I work for a third party company. Okay. And whenever you're ready, I can actually provide you with your cancellation code as well as the return address.
All right. Give me that information, please.
Okay. So your cancellation code is going to be C as in Charlie, E as in Eric, the number 20, C as in Charlie, 4002, C as in Charlie, and the number 3. And that is your cancellation code, okay?
All right.
And then the return address is going to be 11551 East, and it's just going to be the letter E. So it's going to be 115511 E. 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
All right, give me the zip code again.
80239.
All right, Unit C, East 45th Avenue. Excuse me. So I got 1151 East 45th Ave, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
That's correct.
That's a sketchy address. All right. I'll do what I can on this.
Okay, Mr. Rob. Well, today we did cancel the account as well as provide you with the return address. And you also will receive an email with those cancellation codes in it within 24 to 48 hours as well. Okay, Mr. Rob?
I'm going to tell you one other thing I'll be doing. I'll be contacting my credit card company.
Okay.
Informing them about the scenario just so that it's on record. And if there's any problem with the purchase, because was it your third party that charged my credit card, or was it the
No, sir. It's the merchant that will be charging your credit card. We do not do anything with your funds or anything of that nature. We're just your customer service.
Okay. All right, that's clear. I'm gonna put that all in the explanation on the fraud.
Okay. Okay, and then I did. You do have the refunds coming back to your account, and it does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days before you actually see those refunds, but they have been initiated, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're definitely welcome, and it was my pleasure. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day, and happy holidays to you.
All right, bye-bye. You too.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.